SBS Radio.
In this bulletin, declassified papers reveal John Howard was uncomfortable about apologising to Indigenous Australians and acknowledging their custodianship of the country. Indigenous People's Boat makes history, finishing the Sydney to Hobart yacht race. And four people unaccounted for in Victoria and one missing in New South Wales, where bushfires continue to burn. Declassified cabinet papers from the late 1990s revealed the Howard government had draft proposals to include Indigenous Australians in the preamble without acknowledging their custodianship of the land. The government's drafts controversially included the term mateship and referred to Indigenous Australians as the nation's first occupants rather than owners. Cabinet historian Paul Strangio explains the coalition was worried about involving the public and John Howard was uncomfortable about fundamental aspects of recognition.
Cabinet had reflected on whether there should be a broader public consultation about the drafting of preamble, and the recommendation is no, because any wording that comes out of it, it could be a divisive process, but also will end up with a form of words that this government isn't comfortable with.
What do you think they meant by that when they said form of words?
This is one of those moments where reading these cabinet documents, you need the broader context. And for example, we know that John Howard was uncomfortable with certain things about, apologies to Indigenous Australians, what it might say about, the custodianship of Australia by Indigenous Australians. So that it might be, to put it in parlance, a politically correct form of wording. The decision is, therefore, that the government will keep this in-house.
Tribal warrior crew crossed the line yesterday afternoon, becoming the first Indigenous crew to take part in and complete the Sydney to Hobart yacht race. Naomi Kane, one of only two women on the team, says that to everyone's belief, she only started sailing about 6 weeks ago and no one believed she would be able to undertake such a grueling experience. Naomi Kane wants her achievement to inspire Indigenous women, as it is a display of Indigenous solidarity and resilience. She also dedicates the achievement to all her people.
It was the people's boat and it was the joining of our mobs all over Australia to come as one, to show them and all the young Indigenous children out there that there's no matter what they want to do or whatever they put their minds to, they don't let fear or, self-doubt stop them. If they just say yes and have a go, you'd just be surprised at, just how well you can do if you put your mind to anything.
And 500,000 hectares have been burnt in Victoria's East Gippsland bushfires, with four people unaccounted for since yesterday. Emergency alerts remain in place and new fires started overnight because of dry lightning, increasing the threat for Victoria. Victoria's Emergency Management Commissioner Andrew Crisp has told ABC his teams will be using aircraft to combat the threat.
Today we'll have some initial impact teams on the ground, so that's the Metropolitan Fire Brigade take the lead on that. They'll be supplemented by some resources from the Australian Defence Force. We want to know, but we know there are significant losses, and again, not forgetting the northeast.
Meanwhile, more than 100 fires are still burning across New South Wales and dangerous fires are continuing to put the south coast at risk. The New South Wales Rural Fire Service's Shane Fitzsimmons says three people have lost their lives in the fires and one other person is still missing.
We also have a very real challenge at the moment with a couple of isolated communities where we've got reports of injuries and burn injuries to members of the public. We haven't been able to get access via roads or via aircraft. It's been socked in or too dangerous and we simply can't access, nor can the people in these areas get out.
Sydney's annual fireworks display has gone ahead despite controversy over the celebrations being held during a bushfire emergency. More than $2 million was raised for communities struggling with bushfires around Australia. The Sydney Harbour Bridge lit up with a message asking for donations to the Red Cross Disaster Relief Fund last night. This tourist said he had mixed feelings about watching the fireworks in Sydney while fires are burning around the country.
It's good to have fireworks, but it's kind of a not so easy situation, I understand. But, you know, it's a famous thing to have fireworks at midnight in Sydney, so I believe it's a good thing that you still have it.
Sydney's Lord Mayor Clover Moore says 1 million people were at the harbour, but admits it was hard to hold an event in the circumstances.
People came from around Australia and across the world to see the Sydney New Year's Eve celebrations, and they were very successful.
Victoria Police are reporting well-behaved crowds on New Year's Eve after arresting more than 100 people among the thousands celebrating. There was one report of a stabbing in Geelong on the waterfront with a woman taken to hospital with minor injuries last night. Thousands of people came into the Melbourne CBD with larger crowd numbers recorded compared to the previous year. But Deputy Commissioner Shane Patton says there were 6 incidents involving fireworks with several people injured in explosions.
It is extremely disappointing to be seeing fireworks being used irresponsibly by people who don't have permits. I mean, we had fireworks in the city, but that's done by experts. It's under environment where it's structured, where it's safe, and it's all being considered properly. To have people irresponsibly using fireworks out in areas when the state's so dry, it's just not using your brains. It's just not thinking through.
The French government plans to go ahead with reforms to its pension system despite national strikes against the overhaul. President Emmanuel Macron used his New Year's Eve address to reveal he plans to reach a compromise with the unions, but he won't back down from the main principles. More union demonstrations are planned on January the 9th against the changes, which include railway staff having to continue in the workforce until 64 to draw a full pension. Mr. Macron says he understands the community is fearful, but he is urging the French people to stay calm and avoid conflict. Iran has denied involvement in violent protests at the United States Embassy in Iraq yesterday. U.S. President Donald Trump says Tehran will be held responsible for Tuesday's attack, despite Iran's foreign ministry denying the link. The demonstrators are voicing their disapproval of U.S. strikes in Iraq and Syria after a U.S. civilian contractor died. On Twitter, President Trump says Iran will pay a big price for any lives lost. Pope Francis is encouraging Catholics to listen and believe in the Spirit after he met tourists at St. Peter's Square yesterday. There was a security scare when a woman waiting to meet the Pope grabbed his hand before he broke free and walked away. The 83-year-old has told Romans the Italian capital has problems with inequality, corruption, and social tension. But he says there is a desire for a fresh start to overcome past conflicts, collaborate more, and build a fairer society. And in sport, India has dropped its ban to boycott the 2022 Commonwealth Games over the medal status of shooting events. The Indian Olympic Association had threatened not to participate in the Birmingham Games when shooting was removed from the program. In the 2018 Australian Commonwealth Games, India won 16 medals in the sport but has agreed to partake and is interested in hosting future games. And now, having a look at the weather on New Year's Day, Perth, a sunny day, top of 30, Adelaide, much the same, 27, Melbourne, similar conditions, 24, Hobart, becoming cloudy, 23, Albury-Wodonga, a sunny day, 28, Canberra, smoke haze, 35, Wollongong, partly cloudy, 23, Sydney, also cloudy, 26, Newcastle, much the same, 28, Brisbane, similar conditions, 31, Townsville, a sunny day, 31, Cairns, sunny, 33, Alice Springs, sunny, 34, Darwin, a shower or two and a possible storm at the top of 34, and the Torres Strait Islands, a partly cloudy day and a top of 32. And that is NITV Radio News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.